Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Hi, this is Robert.
And I'm Ashley.
There are countless people who tell you that they're an advocate for small businesses. They all say the same thing.
The same advice, and then they say it the same old way.
On the Business Beware Show, we tell it like it is.
We won't try to explain 100 tips to make your business more profitable.
We're here to let you know that you can fire that custom monster, you should pre-qualify your customers, and we have fun while we're doing it.
Owning a small business is a roller coaster ride. Hang on and enjoy the ride with us.
All right, good morning. I tell you, this morning we are going to talk about several things. And the first thing is, Ash and I had a little discussion before we came on the air about a pen. And
I say you're making me a little nervous there.
I found a pen that looked exactly like the one I used to have, and she claims it's hers. And now...
What did you come up with? It's mine.
Well,
right?
Yeah, it has your company name on it.
Southern Sunshine. There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And
it's because he can't see.
We weren't. All right. Well, he's doing the show now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just being real here.
I told her that I do like our new little setup we have here because there's a light right over our desk.
So he can see.
So I can see. So with the light over the desk, I looked at the pen, and there it was, her name on it.
Yeah.
And she was right. But you know what? She's got to be right every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Our clock is right twice a day.
Well, you know what? I'll take twice a day. I'll take it.
So today we're going to talk about several things. The two major things we'll talk about, is, as long as we don't get chasing rabbits like we usually do, is we're going to talk about regulatory issues for small businesses. It's some things that are coming up and how you can protect yourself and prepare for the future. And then also why you should run your business like it's up for sale.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good one.
It is. It's if you think about the concept of it, when you go to sell your house, what do? You fix it up.
Right.
You paint it.
Or you got to make it look pretty.
That's exactly right. Well, the thing is, if your business, if you take your business and you run it like it's for sale and you prepare it, you get it prepared for sale, then that means you're fixing things up, you're cleaning things up, you're getting accounts straight, you're firing the Cusco monsters, you're getting all these things done that you need to do, and it looks better for the person who may buy it. But the thing is, the main principle behind that I'm getting to is, that you're running it better, and it's smoother,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be easier. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, definitely. I'm thinking of one of those companies you bought back in Florida the first time you bought it, and I walked in, I thought, what on earth did you buy this for? And I think they took those
and actually,
principles into
that was the best one we've had because we turned it around.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and we still have it today.
Yeah. Well, it was one of those. It was kind of like, I'm not really seeing it, but you know, no, it turned out great. But I think that's important as a making it, that's a very strong
thing. It is strong. I think I'll write a book on it.
Yeah.
Show your biz. I don't know. I'll think of some.
To run it as, you were going to market or sell it.
And always remember that if, it reminds me of a show we did a long time ago. If you need any help naming your business, call me. I do come up with some pretty good names at times.
I'm pretty sure you have gotten reported to some, maybe even authorities on some
names I can't say over there, but that's okay. All right, let's start with this. There is one real good thing that I found I think you said they had done it last year. I'd never heard about it, but you said that you'd heard of it. But Capital One, I love it. I love it whenever big businesses target small businesses. You know, I love it whenever they target them negatively, because it shows how much of a, let's say, a rear end that they can be. And I love it whenever they target them for the appropriate reason, which this is an appropriate reason. What they're doing is, Capital One, the headlines on this article I've got says, Capital One makes 150 ads for small businesses starring their biggest fans. Great concept. So what they're doing is they're making this advertising campaign, and they're not talking to the owners. They're talking to their customers, their customer base. And the customers are talking about the businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And they're using that.
Yeah, well, it's a very good marketing campaign.
Now, last year, you said it did this last year?
If I remember right, yeah.
Okay, and but it wasn't the fans.
No, I just remember them doing, actually, I think, if I remember correctly, it was they were getting the small business to submit their videos, and yes, they were playing them. Or either they would go, like, you know, they would nominate. I think it was something like that. Different small businesses to get their... they would pick out of a handful, so that way it was a marketing thing for them, mm-hmm, as well. And, of course, the campaign was a good marketing thing for Capital One. So,
well, absolutely, it's a good thing for them. I mean, think about it. I mean, but the thing that I like is they're seeing how important small businesses are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are catering to the small business. And Capital One does that like American Express does. Let's give them credit where credit is due. Small Business Day and everything else. Hopefully it'll be Small Business Week, then Small Business Month, and then Small Business Year. Is what they need to do.
That's shooting for the stars.
I'm expanding it here a little bit, but that's okay. You know, but they're seeing how important we are as small business / mom and pop owners, and they're targeting us, and they're doing it different ways. Now let's get back to what you were saying. Also, they're doing it for the underlying goal of, hey, look at us, come use our credit cards or our financial systems, sure, or whatever it may be. I mean, because it's just like we were talking about before we got on the air. If you're a coffee shop owner, and you know, you're serving cappuccinos and coffee and espressos and whatever. I'm not a coffee drinker, as I've told everybody before. I don't understand all these things. Just a good iced tea is fine with me, but pretty simple. But if you're a coffee shop owner and you're catering to all these people who come in, and you have these customers come day after day after day, and then you know, it's kind of like the bartender effect. I mean, you listen to them, you know, you become part of their lives and everything else. Well, you're doing that, yeah, you're doing that for multiple reasons, but the main reason you're doing that as a coffee shop owner, the main reason Capital One is doing this is because they want to sell credit cards, and the coffee shop owner wants to sell coffee.
Right. Well, I mean, that's your ultimate thing as a small business. You know, what do you say all the time? I don't wake up every day and want to lose money.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. You got to run your business. But.
Yeah, you enjoy your customers that you know, right, you enjoy your good customers. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's benefits to having a business, but the main goal to a business, I don't care if you're big, medium size, large, or extra large, it doesn't make any difference. It's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're doing here.
Right. Well, and I think it's smart. I mean, you know, the American Express, every year they do the Small Business Saturday, mm-hmm, is, you know, a very big thing. And it's actually gotten, especially the past 2 years, has gotten very big, mm-hmm, and very popular. And there's actually a lot of people that are not small business owners that are really supporting, you know. So it is a right, good thing. And I mean, you know, they're getting smart and they're paying attention. Like we were talking before the show, is that big corporations are actually paying attention and learning from the small business owners. I mean, look how big the show's Shark Tank, mm-hmm, and now they've got the Behind the Tank, where they're, mm-hmm, showing like all these different stuff. And I mean, these companies are growing into a bigger scale, but obviously not into the bigger scale of a corporation per se. You know what? But no, it's a good thing. Capital One, like, I mean, so what, they're going to sell credit cards? I mean, the credit cards help as a small business owners, and
well, they do help because they, you know, they can give you some short term funding, mm-hmm, you know, for materials or goods or supplies or whatever it may be. There's no doubt about it. We use Capital One. We actually like their the credit cards that they have. The different types that they have, and we've used American Express. And you have to have it as a small business owner because, you know, you need that. Sometimes you need, sometimes it's easier, you know. And they're a great way to keep records, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the end of the month, here's what all you spent. Good, better, and different, you know.
Yeah.
I hand it to mom, so I pay the bill. and then I get fussed at.
That's the truth, actually. Yeah.
And, you know, talking about large businesses, trying to, you know, let's expand on that about large businesses acting like small businesses. I think what they're doing is, many times over, is they're seeing, you know, a smart large business is going to take some of the small business business model plans, and they're going to incorporate those things that fits their business, such as, you know, you see these. I've seen. I can't remember what movie it was. I think it was on one of the. One of the dot coms where they lounge around, you know, in their corporate offices and everything, and it's very lackadaisical. It's very, you know, open. It's very laid back, and that's more of the small business, you know, environment. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, with the, okay. It took me a second to see where you're going with that, but that's...
Yeah, but they took that and they ran with
some
it.
Some of the, right.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what it should be. I mean, a lot of people, let's be real. Like, mm-hmm. a lot of people don't like that, you know, button down, straight up.
Oh, sure.
You know, straight lace. So, I mean, because I'm more apt to walk out, you know, of a store or something, or kind of be like, eh, I'm going to go with these people over here a little more laid back and, you know, kind of like...
Yeah, well, I mean, you think about it. How many businesses you know of and people that you know that work at businesses now, large companies that have like dress down Fridays or something like that, or you know, if it's football season, you know, wear your favorite, you know, jersey, mm-hmm. or baseball season, wear your favorite baseball cap, you know, no ties, you know, just, you know, not beach clothes or anything, I wouldn't think, but still, you know, it's they do those things, you know, and I think it's a great thing to do, so you know, but we're going to go to break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the regulatory issues for small businesses. It's some fun stuff.
We'll be back.
We're going to make it fun.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now. 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the show. We always get some interesting questions during the week, and
you do.
I say
I don't.
Interesting, but they're good. Well, we'll talk about those later in the show. But if you do have any questions, send them over to AshleyBusinessBewareShow.com. And then last week we kind of threw out there about talking about, you know, if you have a customer you've been dealing with, or a situation with your small business, and you want us to reach out to the customer for you, by all means, we'll do it. Kind of war stories, shall we say. So send those over too, again, at AshleyBusinessBewareShow.com, and we can talk about them. And
speaking of war stories.
Oh, I know. I actually was just Lambert Cafe, and I totally remember going to this place when I was a kid, but I'm looking on their Twitter page, and everybody's submitting pictures where this little kid's got a roll in his hand, and he's got this face. It's amazing. Because it goes, finally caught my first roll.
It's like this. I got to go back. Did you just call me dude?
No.
I thought it was dad.
You can't see any kid here. That's all right. No, if you go to Lambert's, their Twitter is Throwed Rolls. So, yeah. But these pictures are hysterical. So,
speaking of that, there was a man, and this was this article that I was reading is, I hadn't heard about it, but it's just really, oh my goodness. You know, we've done a lot of Stuck on Stupids and everything. I want to start off this segment. You know, we were going to talk about regulations and everything else, which we have to talk about. We have to talk about those things, but maybe a little Stuck on Stupid may be good. This guy, patron Troy Tucker, I'll go ahead and say his name. We'll give him credit. Was hurt in Lambert's throne roll by a throne roll. maybe his nickname should be Troy Tucker the Ducker. Or maybe he didn't duck. Maybe. Anyway, the iconic restaurant in Sykeston, Missouri. If you've ever been there, we've been there once. I actually went on a church trip, I believe it was, and stopped there and some of the best food you've ever had. And also, it's it's feel-good food. But this guy evidently was there, and he says he got caught in a crossfire and took a roll to the eye. And, you know, he was quoted as saying he calls this a careless and irresponsible restaurant to fling food at customers. Well, you crazy sapsucker, did you not know they were throwing rolls when you walked through the door?
I mean, that's like going to a hockey game and you get hit. You know what I mean? You do realize that there's a chance.
Or a baseball game. Right? Most of the highlights nowadays are home runs and fans getting hit with balls.
Right.
I mean, think about it.
Right.
You know, or fans flipping over the fence trying to catch a foul ball.
Right. Well, it's not like somebody, like, he walked in the door and said, oh, there's my guy. Bam.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of like a drive-by fruiting from Mrs. Delphire.
You know. He went that way.
It wasn't that. It's not that kind of thing. But, yeah, how did you not know? Yeah. Come on.
You know, the thing I like about baseball is it's usually, the, you know, the young kids, you know, they'll reach over the wall, the first, third base side, you know, get a ground ball. They'll usually get it. Then you got the old guys like me that flip over the wall and never get the ball. I mean, it'd be okay if you got the ball.
Yeah, you're safe.
Okay, let's go back. Apparently, the server who threw the rolls on this day must have had an arm like Nolan Ryan. Either that or Lambert's rolls are hard as rocks, and I know they're not that. I know they're not that because they are really – and they're big. I mean, that thing's big, you know. So
softball.
Yeah, it is about the size of softball. Mr. Tucker alleges that he sustained a lacerated cornea and a vitreous detachment. That's big words for me. From the bounce biscuit. He also claims his head, neck, eyes, and eyesight were severely damaged by the roll assault in September of 2014. So guess what? He's suing Lambert's Cafe for $25,000 to cover medical bills, legal fees, and his hurt pride. It didn't say that, but that's what it is. Let's get down to it. Anyway, you know, there is a sign out there, cautious, careful of thrown rolls, you know.
I want to talk to the lawyer that took that on. That's...
Anyway, so, and it says, you know, enter at your own risk. I say they should add a sign that says, catch it or duck. Or, the best one, no crybabies allowed. Oh, my goodness. What have we turned into?
Well, that's what's so sad is, I mean, like, really, come on. Like, it couldn't have been that, you know, I don't know. But, you know, then again, whatever. But, well, it's like these little frivolous lawsuits we were talking about a few shows back where different things, like, I mean, targeting small businesses or targeting, you know, I mean, that's the only business, right? Like, they're not a franchise, right?
To my knowledge, it's the only business. Yeah. I mean,
I mean, it just, you know, it's like, come on, people.
I think the best one we ever reported on one time was the artichoke from Houston's. Remember? The guy ate the entire artichoke, and he said, well, nobody told me not to.
Yeah. Or didn't teach, no, they did not teach him how to eat it. So, yeah, that was a good one.
Well, when I put a T-bone steak in front of you, you don't eat the bone, do you? Goodness gracious. Okay, let's get back to the grind of the show. That is fun, though. It's really amazing. As a small business owner, you got to realize these things are going to happen. It's not if, it's when.
Right.
I mean, rolls. These are like pillows going through the air.
I just had a mental picture with that.
Yeah, throwing a pillow. I liked in the report where it said the guy throwing them that day must have had an arm like Nolan Ryan. Okay, back to business. You know, we're talking about regulations. And, you know, as a business owner, we have to think about these things. You don't want to, but you have to. Regulations. There was a story that came out, and it's really good. So I want to kind of, you know, talk about some of the things that they say. And it's actually presented by Paychex, which we use Paychex as a employment leasing company. We've used them in the past. I think we still do. Mom does all that. So I just, you know.
You're just production.
I'm just out there doing my thing.
Yeah.
That's right. That's how it goes. She does a wonderful job what she does, and I do a halfway job what I do, according to most people. You know, but they have identified the top regulatory issues that small businesses should be mindful of. And, of course, guess what's number one? Can you think of what would be number one?
To be truthful, I have absolutely no idea.
Well, it's health care. And, there's so many things that come in and out, you know, the regulations, and, you know, they change. You know, the biggest thing, of course, has been the ACA, the Affordable, well, I can't even say the name, but I think it is, but the Affordable Care Act, I think is what it is. And I looked up and I read.
I was trying
to abbreviate this, but
saving
time. But you know about the Affordable Care Act because you know we're small enough. We use a lot of subcontractors in our business, so I don't know a whole lot about it. So I wanted to learn about it before we talked about it. And I didn't want to know what I found out. Whenever I found
That's
it out,
a lot of people don't talk about it.
Well, yeah, but there's a lot of confusing and contradicting things that are going on out there. You know, like I said, that's the biggest thing is healthcare with small businesses, and that's probably the biggest thing we'll talk about today. We can't get to it right now, but we will when we come right back. We will talk about health care and our regulations because it's big.
If you see any rolls coming your way, Doug.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all, and for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. To see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
Biz Talk Radio.
All right, welcome back. Getting down to the, as we said for a break, nitty gritty of the show. We're talking about healthcare for small businesses. And as I started in doing my investigative reporting on this, I found out a lot of stuff. This is unreal. One of the best ways to, understand the Affordable Care Act is, in this article it says, is to realize that it confers large benefits on some people and imposes large costs on others. Every government program is going to do that. It's going to help some people more than others, and it's going to hurt some people more than others. There's no doubt about it. Well, what it talks about in here is it kind of gives a scenario, and I'm kind of going to go through that so you'll understand it more, because it was really a well-written article because it made me understand it a lot easier. And if you take a person making $15, $20 an hour, the cost of family coverage is equal to between one-third and one-half of these workers' annual earnings. The goal of Obamacare is to force them. Now, I want you to understand what this article is saying. It says the goal of Obamacare is to force them to obtain this insurance with no help from the government. And this is true even if they already are enrolled in Medicaid. So
the key word there is force.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm trying to, I mean, I don't know how else to say it, but the government platform that we have now is not only for family members, but for mom and pops and small businesses, the same thing. It doesn't make any difference. We talked about this 100 times. I mean, if you are a small business, like we consider a family business, okay? If you're a family business, then your family finances, your everything about what your family business is your family too. In other words, you can't separate the two. In some ways, you can separate it. I mean, there's some business insurances and things like that, taxes that, are paid by the company that aren't paid by the family and vice versa and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very hard to have a defining line between your family and your family business. And mainly because of the hours that you put into it. And usually because of the people that you put into it. Because it's the same people and it's all these hours. So that's why we talk about these things, is because, how can you save money? What's the best for your business?
A lot of, a lot of individuals can't even afford health care.
Well, that's it.
And then you talk about, with family business or business, small business in general. I mean, it's a lot. I mean, it's getting to the point where, you can't even afford it. You almost look at it like kids getting out of college. Like, I remember looking at it going, I can't afford that.
Yeah, exactly. I think the biggest thing is that, what do you do? I mean,
right.
that's the $100,000 question. There's no doubt about it. Okay, we have this law. We have these things. Now, what do we do? And there's some things coming down the road that, there's penalties, and we're going to talk about that. If you don't have, health care for your employees, and that's really where the burden lies with the ACA, is with the businesses. That's why, people are using more part-time people. People are using, you hear this magical number of 49 employees or less, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. I don't want to get into that right now. But another thing it says, very very important, is employee benefits are not gifts from employers. I mean, you think about it. If we've got the employees that we've had in the past, when we gave them health benefits or whatever it may be. a cell phone. It doesn't make any difference. Whatever additional benefits that they could use personally, I mean, that was like pay. They had to claim that.
Right.
You know, because it's just like getting a check. It's the same thing. And there are substitutes for money, wages, and other benefits. The cost of the employer mandate will surely be borne by the employees themselves. And what that means is it's the same principle that we talk about all the time about businesses, good customers and custom monsters, as we affectionately call them. If you've got custom monsters out there that are buying things and taking them back repeatedly, or they're stealing them, or they're breaking them and breaking them and taking them back,
right?
Then who pays for that? The good customer. It's
Absolutely.
Just a temple.
Or, you know, taking it, they bought it at Walmart and took it back to Target. That's my favorite.
One of the favorite ones I ever had at that time, I remember the lady who bought the bicycle, took it back to Walmart, wanting Walmart's bicycle, and they took it back. They knew it wasn't their bicycle, and they still took it back.
Yeah.
She stood up there and pitched a fit so bad that...
Okay, woman, we'll take your bike.
You need to take your bike and get out here and ride it down the road. But see, that's corporates. They do that. I mean, and you know, a small business owner going, you know what you can do with that bike? Here, let me put some extra air in the thing, make it really, you know.
I'm going to steal your bail off that thing.
So, you know, it's the same principle, and that's basically what this is saying is somebody has to pay for that.
Right.
And it's usually going to be the employees. It's not, you know, most of these employers, as a good businessman or woman, you're going to defer as much of the cost as you can back to your employees. And listen to this. This is an example they give. Charge employees a maximum allowable premium. In other words, under the ACA, the health insurance is deemed affordable. That means that employee's premium does not exceed 9.5% of the employee's wages. Take an employee earning like $30,000 a year. You know, insurance affordable as long as the employee pays no more than at $30,000 a year at 9.5%, no more than $2,850. So if that employer's individual cost for that employee is $4,500, that means the employer has to pay $1,750, okay, to make up the difference between the $4,500 and the $2,850, okay? He can ask the employer to pay more than half the cost. Under the law, the employee doesn't have to contribute anything. He can do one of two things at this point. He can talk to the employer, and they can either agree to it or not agree to it. If they don't agree to it, listen to this. If an employee accepts the offer, the employee is only out $1,750. But remember, if the offer is rejected, the employer is off the hook. No health insurance costs and no government fine. Here's your next option. If you don't do that, then there's a $2,000 fine per employee. In other words, the business's burden is $2,000 per employee. I learned a lot. And the thing is, we haven't had to go through this as our businesses because we're not that big. So we don't have this.
Right.
So there is so much. The biggest thing is, you know, it used to be, you know, you had to have a CPA for taxes. Now you're going to have a, I don't know what you'd call it, a healthcare professional for your healthcare, you know, to help you.
Oh, yeah.
This really gets detailed. It really does. It's honestly, it made me happy that we've sold all of our businesses.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's really funny because the small business healthcare on Twitter, if you type it in, it's amazing the stuff that comes up. I was reading
Is there anything you can read off there?
Yeah. There's one on here. It says, slap in the face a small business to find out their U.S. Congress classified itself as a small business in order to attain health care.
Sure.
And that was at Donald Trump, by the way.
Hey, the man's got loopholes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
good, better, and different.
And this other guy, George Kelly, he talks about Small Business Health Care Relief Act will restore HRAs for small businesses. So, I mean, it's a very big hot topic.
Here's the thing. It's something that as a small business owner you need to find out about. You know, the ultimate option is pay $2,000 per employee and say, I'm done. You know, they're on their own. It's, you know, that's your call as an owner, but let's face it, it's a call that you're going to have to make, and it's here. It's, you know, there was a while where, oh, you know, the deadline is, the deadline. Well, guess what, folks? It's here. Mm-hmm. So you're going to make that call. I do want to say one thing about Medicaid. I did look that up. It is what the parameters are for Medicaid is you have to make no more, I believe it is, and I could be stand to be corrected here because I just looked this up. You can make no more than 133% of the poverty level that the government comes out with the poverty level and everything. And for a family of four, that's approximately $30,000 a year. I think it's $29,700 or something like that is what the poverty level is, what they're calling poverty level for annual income for a family of four. Mm-hmm. So that's how you can apply for Medicaid. So if you don't have Medicaid, then you have to go into some type of health insurance program. It's a lot to it.
Yeah,
it really is.
Absolutely.
I mean,
it's kind of like politics. A lot of people don't want to like pay attention.
Well, this is politics. I mean, let's face it.
The whole, yeah. Well, yeah, politics, I'm like, yeah.
And we didn't even get into all, you know, part-time labor and everything, you know. this is just unreal.
Well, especially now it's becoming so big, like, and wanting to force on it is something you got to pay attention to, you know?
Yeah. Good article about paycheck. So when we come back, we're going to talk about something.
Questions.
We got questions. We'll be right back.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes
diabetes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just 1 day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedis now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Oh, good Lord. I just saw Dad dancing. It wasn't a first sight either. If Leah was here, she'd be giggling.
That wasn't a dance. It was just a move.
It was a move. All right. Yeah. Well, Mom would be giggling, too. I'll say that. We have some questions that were sent in this week, and we got two. We only got time for two.
Yeah, I just messed you up, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. We only have time for two, probably. So anyway, here's the first one. This is from Maggie in Washington. I'm a new business owner, and it's time to hire some employees. What should I look for in a qualified employee?
What type of health care they want.
That actually might be a good question.
Maybe.
Can you duck if there is a roll thrown at your head?
if we ever have Lambert's come and do a party for us, are you going to have a problem with a thrown roll?
Right.
A new business owner, I would say the biggest thing is, I used to tell people all the time, whenever I would hire them, all I want you to do is come with a smile on your face. I will train you to do what you need to do.
That's pretty good.
Well, the thing is, here's the concept behind that. I want a good attitude, number one. If you can't have a smile on your face, just stay at home. Because right. You know what? Work is work, and you're going to have things come up during the day anyway. And let's just get down to it. I mean, if you can't come at the start of the day with a smile on your face, if you can leave it in the day with a smile on your face, that's even better. But if you can't come with a smile on your face, and then also the principle that I'm using is that, not only is work hard enough as it is, but, you're going to affect the other employees too.
Right.
And I'm we always hired people as a family business. As close to being a family member as it could be. And I mean, I think that's how you have to think about it.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that's, you go over like everything and it's kind of like, well, you can say this, you can say that. But I mean, I really think it is the attitude part, because come willing to work and come willing to, and not being afraid to learn. I mean, because there's a lot of people that.
That's the biggest thing.
Do you know what I mean?
Because you're going to take, and you see it a lot now, and they talk about the millennials and the problems that they're having and everything else. And of course, let's face it, that's your hiring force right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, today's is millennials, and a lot of these kids, and I call them kids because they are kids, a lot of them got a chip on their shoulder, and they think, oh, I've got this degree, and I'm smarter than you are. And you're talking to guy or lady who's been in business for 40 years and knows the ropes, mm-hmm. and they think they're smarter than what they are, and guess what? They're not.
Right.
You know, and right. that's a problem from the start.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then you have the other side where they can't communicate whatsoever.
They can't iPhone in their hand. Hey, let me answer this question. What's your email? I'll send you an email.
I'll tweet you that. Yeah. I'll tweet you my answer. Well, and I mean, I think that's the biggest thing is the attitude part. And when I say not being afraid to learn, you know, maybe you grew up in the technology part and that's all you know, but you don't work outside. You don't work with your hands. You don't work.
Right.
But if you can't find another job and this is what you got and this is a great opportunity, it's like, don't be afraid to go ahead and learn. You don't know what you could learn in this thing that could take you to the next thing that you're going to do in your life. You know what I mean? So it's like on the job training stuff.
It's, you know what? Life is a roadmap. We've talked about this before, and you know, you're gonna have a lot of stop signs, yield signs, red lights, green lights, yellow lights, cautions, everything else on that roadmap. And whether it's your personal life or your business adventure through life, and you know, like we say, you better be able to bend. And I think that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, definitely. Well, this one comes from Charlie in Boston. How much time should I spend on marketing as a business owner?
Wow, I think that's a good question for you. I mean,
well,
you know, how many times have we talked about that?
You know, and the funny thing is I'm a big proponent in social media. I am. I mean, there's downfalls to everything, no matter what you do. There's pros and cons to everything. So no matter what kind of marketing campaign you're going to do, you're going to have pros and cons. But the one thing I can say, though, is that I have learned that word of mouth, you can never replace the word of mouth, because
nope.
that is always still the number one thing. I mean, it trumps everything. But social media, here's the thing too. You can create I was talking to somebody the other day and they're like, oh, are you on Instagram? Are you on this? Are you on this? And I'm sitting here kind of laughing thinking, oh, been there, done that, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, I have one or two, but you know, you could spend literally most of your day doing social media. Oh, yeah.
You know that.
It would take away so much time. And I'm like, man, you know, and then I think, did I even like get new customers, or was that just like a social hour kind of thing?
Right.
You know, so I think marketing, the biggest thing is, you know, do good work and people will come. I mean, seriously. And then marketing wise, pick one of them and, you know, capitalize on it. If you like to take photos and you have like projects you do or whatever you're doing, you want to take pictures of employees, people can see the personal side. I think photos speak 1,000 words. So, I mean, then go with Instagram, you know, or just, you know, pick one and stick with it.
And that, you know, that's your thing. I understand. I mean, first time I ever talked about Twitter, I call it twittin', and you've laughed at me ever since. But you know, I'm sitting here prouder now. I'm going to get emotional now because my daughter just said, "Do good work." I mean, you've learned that over the years.
Yeah.
I mean, and if we could relay one thing to anybody out there about the best thing to do for your business is do good work and take care of your customers and fire your customizers. Get rid of the ones that are you're spending the most time on that you're not getting anywhere with.
Mm-hmm.
Keep a handful of business cards of your competitors and hand it to the customizers.
Right.
It's that simple. Whenever
right.
they get to a certain point, you go, hey, you know what? This guy over here, this lady over here, they do a really good job. Here, call them.
Right.
You're
well,
fired.
That's what you want to be. Do good work and be honest.
Well, that's it.
I mean.
And they go hand in hand. You know, they're synonymous with each other.
Yeah. It's the truth. So that's my take on it. But, you know, do good work and, you know, they will. What's the field of dreams? Build it and they will come. So
oh, yeah.
That's kind of like
they
do good work and they
and
will
they
come.
Will.
So
they'll do it again.
You know, I don't know. But, well, there's just one thing you were telling me about the Texas Chick-fil-A owner, Jeff Glover, paid workers through shutdown and no one was laid off. That's amazing.
That's very amazing. I mean, and look, how many employees do you have? Like 50.
Oh, yeah, it's like 50.
Yeah.
So he even added an extra dollar onto their per hour.
Yep, to stay with him.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
And that's something. I mean, here's a guy who's shut down, not having any income coming in for like 5 months.
Yeah.
Paid all of his, he gave him a raise of a dollar, and then he paid him for 5 months to stick with him.
Yeah. Says he respects his workers as people. And none of them were surprised. He said he's always taken care of us. So,
you know,
see, that's what it's about.
That's who you look to hire right there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who you look to as a boss.
Yeah, and to work for.
That's right. All right. Good stuff. We'll be back next week. Hope you can be with us.
Watch out for the rolls.
Nah.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.